I'm Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Evening News for Thursday, May 12. Coming up, income tax threshold to move to $1.5 million. Government to finance $580 billion budget through mixed income sources. And Prime Minister expands team to investigate Royalton Hotel incident. The details after the break.
Preparing for CSEC exams? Visit ELJAM's virtual learning environment for free study notes, videos, and quizzes in 11 subjects. www.elearnjavle.org.
Now the news. The government has announced an increase in the personal income tax threshold to $1.5 million. This will be done in two phases starting July 1, 2016. Opening the budget debate in Parliament Thursday, Finance Minister Audley Shaw said effective July 1 this year, the personal income tax threshold will move to $1.275 million. This will provide relief to some 251,000 PAYE workers.
This is 113,000 more persons who will benefit from this new threshold, plus some self-employed persons that will also benefit from the new threshold. So this is for people who are on the PAYE system.
The second phase will take effect April 1, 2017 and will move the threshold to $1.5 million. The current income tax threshold is $592,300. Finance Minister Audley Shaw says the government intends to finance the $579.9 billion budget through a mix of revenue, grants, loan resources and inflows from the Petro-Carib Development Fund. Revenue and grant inflows for the year are estimated at $486.6 billion. Loan inflows expected from both domestic and external sources are projected at $89.4 billion, with $41.9 billion to be raised in the domestic market and $47.5 billion to come from external sources.
The government plans to issue treasury bills valued at $14 billion and other market instruments valued at $27.9 billion in the domestic market. External flows are expected from the multilateral institutions in the form of investment loans and budget support loans. Investment loan flows are also expected from the People's Republic of China.
Minister Shaw says total investment loans are projected at $17.6 billion, while $29.9 billion will come from budget support loans. Inflows from revenue, grants, loan resources, and the Petro-Carib Development Fund total $590.6 billion. Another $10.6 billion is required to plug the budget gap. Prime Minister Andrew Holness on Wednesday met with several key ministers in the housing and environment industries to discuss the recent incident at the Royalton Resort and Spa in Negril. In attendance were Minister Without Portfolio with Responsibility for Water and Housing, Dr. Harris Chang, and Minister Without Portfolio with Responsibility for Environment, Daryl Vaz, as well as Local Government and Community Development Minister Desmond McKenzie. During the meeting, a decision was made to expand the team to investigate the collapse of a structure at the hotel construction site, which resulted in injury to five workers. The expanded team now includes representatives from the Office of the Prime Minister, Ministries of Local Government and Labour and Social Security, National Works Agency, as well as National Environment and Planning Agency. The team will also investigate all major construction projects in the region and determine whether they are in keeping with the approved regulatory standards. In a press release from the Office of the Prime Minister, Mr. Holness said the government will continue to examine its internal capabilities to ensure it is properly equipped to supervise large construction projects. And Industry Minister Carl Zamuda has announced several initiatives to be pursued this fiscal year to develop the capacity of the micro, small and medium-sized enterprise MSME sector and the channels through which they participate in economic activity. Minister Zamuda says under a two-year pilot project, 30 MSME operators with innovative ideas will receive assistance to commercialize their products. The project will target new businesses in this sector.
We also will be involved in capacity development workshops to develop 120 MSMEs to design and execute business models. This will improve the ability of MSMEs to access financing. It is expected that at least 10% of the participants will become listed on the junior stock exchange.
Mr. Zamuda was speaking at the Jamaica Business Development Corporation's ninth staging of the Small Business Expo and Conference in New Kingston Thursday. He says a national consultative mechanism has been established to ensure consistency of the policy and programs that will guide the MSME sector over the next 3 years. That was the GIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.